You know what's hard? My luscious ones. Even as it came out of my mouth, I knew that some of you just replied, "Your cocks." In my head, I could hear that. No, that's not where I was going with the beginning of this coming up audio. What's hard or difficult is probably a better word, is trying to narrow down all the naughtiness that I want to share with you in the coming month. Because I like to just be spontaneous and get inspired with whatever tickles my fancy, but I also know that it's fun and gives you guys something to look forward to if you do know what's coming up. So that's my dilemma. It's always so difficult. I have so many naughty things that run through my brain on any given day. But here's what I have planned in my mind for August. I read some of what you liked and some of your comments and what you were looking forward to. And I also got other direct messages outside of that posting. And they're all great ideas. I love them. So I'm going to keep them in mind. I can't get to everything in August because I still have some of my own stuff that I had planned. But I will keep all of your great feedback in mind and maybe add a few more with your themes and suggestions in the months to come. So in August, I have a couple scripts that I probably want to do. One's a really different one. I'm a non-human. I'm not a robot either, so I've done one of those, but just something outside of my comfort zone. But I really like the script, so I'm looking forward to that. I got good feedback from you all on the sort of mini episodes of a mini series throughout the month. So I have one of those in mind for August. And in it, I'll be getting lots of cock. I think that's a running theme for August, just lots of cock, just so you know. I'm sure most of you are just shocked to hear that. Lacey wanting to record audios and include lots of cocks? Get out of here. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Okay, let's get serious. All right. I may do another episode in the House of Cock series. It kind of will depend on your feedback after this episode. I'm still working on finalizing some of the script. I probably will record it tomorrow, Monday, last day of the month. I know, I always cut one audio close to the line that I promised, but it will be out tomorrow. So that might be another episode of House of Cock next month. I promised, I don't think I saved it when I shared the live recording of the last Friendly Skies episode. I talked about it at the end when we were just kind of shooting the shit, gabbing, recapping. So what I mentioned was that I'm going to continue in August with another episode of the Friendly Skies series, and it's going to be the morning of that red-eye flight. See? I told you, be prepared for lots of cocks next month. I also read the feedback, and in one suggestion, there was a pegging audio, and it's been quite a while since I've done one of those. And most of mine have been really slow and sweet and gentle. Maybe I'm feeling something else with the pegging. I don't know, maybe some femdom. I don't hold me to the femdom. It might be slow and sweet again, but I think I'll put a pegging one out in August. I also have a kind of quirky, emotional, but dirty idea for a tale that I can't tell you too much about it now. I know it's a big tease and a spoiler, but it was sort of someone else's request for an audio, and I'm flipping the script per se. And I'm not doing a very good job of describing this, but I reached out to them. So once I get their okay, then that's definitely on the list for August, one I'm really looking forward to. I'm going to continue with some hot wife, MILF, story time tales, maybe a naughty nanny, the stuff that I Maybe even a letter to Salacy. Stuff that I put out every month for that tier. I'll do at least a couple more of those. I am going to do another live next month. I'm just going to do one day. I might still do the two time slots on the one day. Think I want to do another live audio recording. I enjoy challenging myself with that. And again, after I had the live events when we were shooting the shit, I mentioned that I wanted to do either a live MILF recording or maybe even bring the swim coach to a live event. I don't think I'm ready for the swim coach live in August just yet. I have too much going on, and I think it's a great idea. I also don't know the capacity of live events. So one of the moderators said if I bring the swim coach in, we might overwhelm the room. I hear that, and I think, yeah, it could be likely if I had Discord as free and open as I used to back in the day. But now it's pretty locked down to avoid some of the trolls and stuff. So really only those who have a certain role or who are subscribers can join. So I think it would be okay to have a live event where the swim coach is featured. So hold that thought. Maybe I'll add a live swim coach event in September. You can let me know in the comments if you'd enjoy hearing something like that. But regardless, it will be a MILF-themed live event in August. And I keep talking about toys, and I was supposed to talk about toys this month or July, that's the end of this month. The toy that I was referring to wasn't a toy for me. It was actually the vibrating cock ring toy that I never got to use on him that I've really wanted to try out. And that I wanted to put into good use this month. First of all, I got very few opportunities to even do that. Second of all, I can't find it. I don't know where it is. There are only three spots where I keep toys. And I believe I've looked in two of them. The other one's a little harder to get to because it's a long story. So that is still something I want to try out on a real cock and report back to you how he enjoyed it or didn't enjoy it. So I'm putting that back on the list for August. Also, for those of you that listen to my monthly update, I have an August barbecue temperature update for you as well. And I do have a toy that's in my shopping cart that I haven't purchased that I want to have purchased and test out for you in August. So a toy review should be in your ears as well. That is enough to keep me busy for the month. And who knows whatever else I might come up with. None of those are 1,000% promises, but that is what I'm aiming for August, for your sexy ears to enjoy. All right, my luscious ones. Bye for now. Lacey.